Today is the 21st of December, 2019, Saturday morning. Reading from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, Mark 4:38. Master, carest thou not that we perish? Well, the disciples had questions, didn't they? They were in a boat, and the sea was billowing forth its waves. The winds, the waves were billowing and casting that little boat all over the place. And these, Peter and James and John, were fishermen. And they knew they were in trouble. Being fishermen. And Jesus was just laying there asleep in the boat. The sovereign God was not concerned. He's the one that created the sea. Master, carest thou not that we perish? And what did he do? He said, peace, be still. And they said, isn't this amazing that even the seas and the waves obey his will? He created them. He created the winds and the seas. You know, he's the one that was in charge of them. Every moving thing that liveth, he's in charge of. The Lord is a good stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. We're told, take no thought for your life. 1 Timothy 6:17 and Matthew 6:31-32. Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Trust ye in the living God, who giveth richly all things to enjoy. Well, sometimes we cry out the same way the disciples did on that boat. Master, don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care? What did Mary and Martha say when Lazarus died? You know, if he'd come along when Lazarus was sick, he would not have died. They had the same kind of thoughts, didn't they? Master, carest thou not that our brother's dying? But of course, Jesus had greater things in mind, that God would be honored to show his power in raising Lazarus from the dead. The seas and winds on that little boat while Christ slept, the God of the universe had greater things in mind. He's the one that brought the storm around in the first place. That Jesus Christ would be honored in showing his mighty power, that he could calm the winds and the sea. As an example to you and me, that he can calm the winds and the seas in our lives. When we think things are beyond repair, when we think things have gone beyond redemption, when we think things have gone beyond reconciliation, the great calmer of the storm is right there, is he not? To bring about peace. We're told in the world we will have tribulation. You know, Isaiah 60:20, the day of thy mourning shall be ended, but in the world ye shall have tribulation. John 16:33, but the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Romans 8:22-23 and 2 Corinthians 5:4. Welcome aboard, Lawrence Maliki. Glad to have you with me this morning. We are in this tabernacle, do groan. Do you ever groan in this earthly tabernacle? I know I do. That we would be swallowed up in life. What about all of the people who have been martyred for the cause of Christ? Well, Scripture tells us that these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14-17. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of them shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I'm sure that thoughts must have gone through those people's minds as they were being tortured for the cause of Christ. Master, carest thou not that we perish? But now it says they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he sitteth on the throne, dwells among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto the living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Master, carest thou not that we perish? Well, we should remember the great calmer of the seas. We should remember the one who raised Lazarus from the dead. We should remember the one that walked in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We should remember the one that delivered Daniel out of the mouths of the lions. We should remember the one who parted the Red Seas and caused the Israelites to walk across on dry land. We should remember the one who healed the one with the palsy, and the one who told the crippled man to take up his bed and walk. He gives life to the dead. He gives sight to the blind. He gives hearing to the deaf. He removes all things for God's people eventually that are tainted by sin. Revelation says there will be no more curse. He will be the light of that city. There will be no need of the sun there, for he is the light. And he will give us everlasting consolation. You know, I'm looking forward to that day when we no longer groan in our spirits. We never cry out, Master, carest thou not that we perish. We never will again experience sorrow and suffering and pain. We will be in perfect fellowship with him, and we will no longer have to deal with the issues of living in a fallen world. What a contemplation, what a thought that must, that city must be beyond our ability to even articulate what it's going to be like. I live in the beautiful Ozark Mountains where God's beauty is displayed in all its finest majesty. God's colors are arrayed. David says, I look into the hills, for my strength cometh from God. He's higher than the mountains, but he created them. To show us a picture of the Godhead through his creation, we can see him. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Well, carest thou not that we perish? Yes, he cares. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace of glowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. When I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless. I see Atal. Good morning. I hope you have a blessed morning today.